When you ask, when was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? The answer, of course, is the 9th of Av. That's when it was destroyed. That's when we commemorate the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara in Tainus is not so clear. And in fact, it says that they enter on the 7th and the 8th, they defiled the Beis HaMikdash. And then eventually on the 9th of Av, towards the evening, they set it aflame. And it burned mostly on the 10th of Av. And in fact, Rabbi Yochanan, who was living 100 years later, says, if I was there when deciding when to commemorate the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, I would have made it the 10th of Av. That's when it mostly was destroyed. So why do we do it on the 9th of Av if that's not when the most of the Beis HaMikdash burnt? The Gemara says, Eschelta de Parnusa. It was the beginning of the tragedy. Well, what defines Eschelta de Parnusa? Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik offers a remarkable and profound answer to this question. He says there is a story a little bit later in the same Gemara that describes the Pirchei Kuna, the young Kohanim, when seeing the Churban. They took the keys to the Heichal. They went to the roof of the Heichal. And they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam, Ho Avalo Zachinu Leotzki Zvarim Ne'aman, we have not been trustworthy, we have not been loyal, devoted, committed servants of you. Maftechos Mesuros Lach, take these. Take the keys, Vizarkim, clapping Malah, throw them. They threw them towards Shemayim. And some image caves, it takes them to Kiblasa Mehem. They throw them up, but the Kohanim jump, cups of the Nafla Toch, or into the fire. And Rav Aaron says, how is this a Schalda de Parnusa? How is this the beginning of the end, the beginning of tragedy, worse than the actual burning of the building? And he explains the following. This moment when they were Zarkim Klape Mala, this represented the absence of hope. No more Emunah. No more responsibility. There's nothing else that we can do. And when that happens, that's Churban. That giving of hope, that inability to try and work through and have Emunah and grow once again, that is Churban. Because the message of this story is that when we give up, when we pack it in, by definition, we have destruction. But with hope, with Emunah, then we can always assure that we'll rebuild. We might have lost a building, but we will once again regain our nation. When we give up, we lose everything. And as we've seen so many times in our history, it's people that have grown and have fought through tragedy to somehow come out even stronger, somehow come out even more fervent in their commitment to the growth of our community, to the growth of the Jewish people, to their own personal religious lives. We end our Tishra morning kinos with the Tzion kinos, because it's those kinos that help us anticipate and visualize what it will be like once again. Not the throwing of the keys up, but embracing a much more beautiful future. A number of years ago, about 5 years ago, there was a terrible tragedy in the town of Chelamish, the Solomon family. The Solomon family were brutally murdered on a Friday night after celebrating a Shalom Zarcha, Yosef Solomon, Chai and Elad. And during Shiva, they had a bris for a grandchild. And they wrote on the invitation that everybody was invited. They quoted the pasuk from Yechezkel, "B'damai Yechayi." And in the interview afterwards, they explained that as tragic as what had happened to their families, they will, "Anachnu lo nipol," said the wife of Elad, "we will fight on. We will never fall. We will never throw up the keys. We will never give up." When we have that level of emunah, we have that level of assertion that no matter what happens, we will once again grow. We can be assured there will always be a Geulah.